The 9/11 Commission report is huge, hundreds of pages of analysis and recommendations for reforms. So we turn to Slate military affairs columnist Fred Kaplan to sort it all out. Welcome back to Day to Day, Fred.
Thank you.
At the press conference yesterday, Commission Chairman Thomas Kane said this about the government's actions leading up to the 9/11 attacks.
As we detail in our report, this was a failure of policy, management, capability, and above all, a failure of imagination.
But Fred, you write in Slate today that a failure of imagination had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm really not sure why he said that, because if you read the report, it shows on many instances people imagined this happening or something very close to it happening. If you go back to 1995, some Algerians hijacked a plane in France with the intention of crashing it into the Eiffel Tower. An associate of Ramzi Youssef was arrested in 1995 and told Philippine authorities that they'd planned to fly an airplane into CIA headquarters. All through the next 5-6 years, war games were played out by the NSC, the NORAD, about people hijacking planes or flying them into the country from other countries, smashing them into buildings. So imagination didn't have much to do with it.
Because the people, policymakers, the people who were tasked with following what was going on in the world of terrorism were actually imagining all these different scenarios.
Well, middle-level people anyway. I mean, the real problem was one of incentives. Lots of proposals were made, recommendations cited in blue panel commissions similar to this one. But nobody was given the money, the resources, the true power, as opposed to the statutory authority, to really get it done.
Well, you write that we should actually be glad that it wasn't a failure of imagination. What do you mean by that?
If it were just a failure of imagination, then I think we're never going to solve anything. Because you can't just go to a bureaucrat and say, be more imaginative. Think out of the box. I mean, my definition of a bureaucrat is someone who doesn't realize that he's in a box in the first place. And people who do tend to bet exceedingly imaginative are dismissed. Richard Clark said that he was dismissed as obsessed with Al-Qaeda. His counterpart in the State Department complained that, you know, he was treated as a Johnny One-Note nutcase. So it's dangerous to be too imaginative. You know, one thing about whether the real question is whether any of these recommendations, and by the way, it really is a very good report, and the recommendations are all quite sound. But, you know, it's worth noting that the director of the CIA, his formal title is Director of Central Intelligence. The job was created in 1947 to do what this, you know, Director of National Intelligence is supposed to do now, to centralize and command and control all of the intelligence agencies. The problem was that, you know, the guy was never given all the purse strings. He was never given discretion to hire and fire. So none of this is going to happen simply by fiat, simply by statute. It is going to take a president who appoints people who are willing to follow this new system and who is willing to give the managers and the agencies the resources they need to do what the statutes say they're supposed to do.
And how likely do you think that will be to get through in Washington?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen this year. I mean, you know, the Congress only has about a month more to serve. There's conventions coming up. There's an election. I mean, even if George Bush wanted to do this, I don't think there's the time to do it. And also, since his power is now in question, nobody knows whether he's even going to be around in January. Will people even take it seriously? I think really it probably takes a whole new administration to get it done.
You know, Fred, a lot of people were looking for heads to roll, for names to be named. This person was at fault for this particular reason. And, you know, the commission said, look, it's not really fair to do that given our 2020 hindsight. What do you make of that?
Now, I mean, regardless of 2020 hindsight, in practically any other government system, in almost any other government, probably in the U.S. as well, heads would have rolled. Somebody has to take responsibility. If you're sitting on your job and you make a tremendous mistake, and let's say it's not even your mistake, but you're the one on watch, you're the one on command, and nothing happens to you, and nothing happens to anybody under you, that's not a tremendous incentive to really do a lot better.
Opinion and analysis from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for Slate. Thank you very much, Fred.
Thank you.